Countout begins now. So I referenced this earlier, Tausch. Then we'll shift gears. We'll get our beloved guest to appear on the program, which I still haven't decided if I like this shtick or if it's corny. But before that, you said this in June and July, which you did. You also said it more recently after J.J. McCarthy came to town and stunk it up against the Packers and then apparently suffered a concussion late in the game. I was reading our friend Charles Robinson on Yahoo, who wrote about this situation. The Minnesota Vikings underscoring the fact that even when you think you got your quarterback by drafting him 10th overall, if you're wrong or you play him earlier than he's ready after he spends a year on injured reserve, you better have a backup plan, because our guy Max yesterday was even worse than J.J. McCarthy was. Max Brosmer, the underhanded blind pick six for a touchdown. Not great, Bob. He threw four picks in that game. And this is a team that, as you pointed out, had Sam Darnold, who was on the other team yesterday for them. They scored 26 points, in case you haven't heard. They had Daniel Jones, who is not Aaron Rodgers, but has still been pretty decent for the Indianapolis Colts. And, oh, by the way, they at least had internal conversations about Aaron Rodgers, who would be better off with the Vikings than he has been with the Steelers.
Maybe. We don't know that for sure.
Well, I don't know how much worse the Steelers thing could be going than it is right now for him. So, what
do you think? Got more wins than Minnesota's got.
True, but I think that they would have more wins if they had Aaron Rodgers as their quarterback. But that's my opinion. That's a declarative statement by me. I'm curious, where do the Vikings go from here? Because they're going to have to play J.J. McCarthy the rest of the season. They definitely can't play old Maxie. So now what? They can't go into next season with this scenario, correct?
Well, first off, I don't care if I'm looking at it big picture. They're going to have to.
You do, because you want them to be bad moving forward.
You're asking me to help them solve their problems. Why? Why would I help them solve their problems?
I guess,
you know, what I'm a BKW. Here's the deal. They're going to have to go and bring in competition for JJ. I think the idea of them drafting a quarterback again would be really idiotic. I think they, and this sounds crazy, but if they're going to keep rolling with J.J. McCarthy, I think they need to trade Jay Jettis to the New England Patriots for two first-round picks. That's what I think they need to do. Because they ain't winning nothing. They got a great wideout that is you're going to waste. You're going to be able to get some stuff and maybe grow, and you're going to have to go young again. Or you can go with the, boy, let's hope Mac Jones is good. Or let's hope Daniel Jones, who, by the way, Indy is free-falling in a big way. Mm-hmm. You want him back? Maybe. Great. You'll be better, but you're not going to be next
Malik
level.
Willis?
That's what happens to old Packers. They go to Minnesota. I don't know. I actually think that would probably be a smart move, but I don't know if that's going to make Jay Jettis all that thrilled. So, if I'm Minnesota, I look long and hard and I say, yeah, maybe we turn into more of a running football team. We're going to pay a wide out. If we can get two first-round picks for Jay Jettis, let's do it, and let's move it along. And I know that sounds crazy because he's a transformational talent. How transformational was he yesterday, or how transformational was he when we were up at Lambeau? Didn't look that transformational to me. He looked miserable, and he looked like he didn't want to be – well, I'm not going to say he didn't want to be there. He looked miserable because great wideouts still need someone to get him the football. And right now Minnesota doesn't have that.
Two catches for 4 yards yesterday for Jay Jettis. He left without speaking to reporters. It's the first time in his 6-year career that he has not talked to the media after a game.
If I'm Elliot Wolf, I am getting on the horn with old boy up in Minnesota, and I don't know if he's going to keep his job. I don't know how that's all going to work. They've traded all their picks. Kwesi
Adolfo Mensah.
Yeah, it's a hard name to say. He traded a fourth and a fifth to get Adam Thielen, who's a healthy scratch.
Yeah, they just released him moments ago.
Hey, yikes. Am I right? And if I'm Elliot Wolf, I call and say, listen, man, we got a young stud quarterback. We love him. We want Jay Jettis, and we're
this
willing
would be
to give
in March.
You two first for him. Yeah, not you can't obviously do it now. Trade deadline's on. But, yeah, league opens. Here's the deal. This is what we want to do. You good? And if I'm old boy from Minnesota, I'm saying it pains me to do this, but it doesn't pay us to pay somebody $37 million a year and have nobody been able to get him the football. We need to reboot, and that's going to be the boot that it gets read.
Yeah, the only drawback to that plan for Kwesi is that someone else will be exercising those picks then, right? He will not be still the general
manager.
That's
why I'm not sure manager. He'll make it through that.
Yeah.
That's why I don't know if he'd make that through that.
All right, Tausch, I know that you're very excited for this, that we're going to do the Iron Jock contest, and will have the opportunity to win not only the four-way stretch of the lightweight hoodie, but other fabulous prizes. Because I know you're going to step aside because we're going to make a call to the Badgers Radio Network analyst. So before you give up the mic and go to the phones.
Well, no, he'll still be here. He's part of he's asking some questions.
True. I struggle to understand never mind. What caller would you like for our giveaway with Iron Jock?
Well, Jesse is all up on the number 26. He loves 26 for whatever reason. I'm all in on making sure our streamers have an opportunity to get one of these awesome lightweight hoodies from Iron Jock.
Mm-hmm.
Caller 126 for the new Iron Jock lightweight hoodie, 844-770-3776. Yeah, I've worn about every type of workout gear there is. Nothing compares to Iron Jock. Their performance apparel built to fight sweat, odor, bacteria, and keeps you feeling fresh no matter how hard you push. And Iron Jock has introduced those four new lightweight hoodies. They're world class. They keep you cool. They wick. And they got that beautiful four-way stretch. If you're a little bigger and you're always trying, it just feels right. Go to ironjock.com to get your hoodie today. Again, that's ironjock.com. Again, caller 126. To win that new Iron Jock lightweight hoodie, 844-770-3776.
Caller 126, Jesse is working his way through those calls now.
You know, I do have to call a guest to join us next also. That doesn't help.
That's tough out there.
The Badgers Radio Network analyst joins us next. It's Will D. Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Logistical issue. My understanding is that because Tausch asked for caller 126, when the Badgers radio network analyst called in for his appearance, he got a busy signal.
He wanted an Iron Jock hoodie. That's what he wanted.
Yes, I think he's already got one, but this is where we get into the space-time continuum.
Quick question.
And I get a little confused.
This is why we make show
let's
sheets
say Matt
that strategy
LePay was
and
calling
order
in.
To them.
He was going to be our guest, and he accidentally called in his caller 126 without even knowing it. Would he win that hoodie?
He's not an employee of Good Karma Brands. That makes him eligible to win the prize. He's
all
a Wisconsin resident.
Yes, he is.
And he does not work for our company. He's not related directly to anyone who works for our company. So, yeah, he's eligible to
indirectly.
Win. Yeah.
So, Jesse, and I want to be serious here. So, 120, it's just 2 minutes. So, do we need to slow down and get the little smaller numbers for Jesse so that it's not so much work? I just want to be fair.
No, I have expressed no grievance with the amount of callers that you have asked for. It is not the most.
That's not what I'm understanding. It is not from some higher ups at the company.
It is not the most.
Well,
I can fight my own battles, and I am not expressing any frustrations with the amount of callers that we're taking. My simple frustration is with when we now. In this case, the Badgers Radio Network analyst is a little more forgiving than any of our other potential guests that we could have. But we probably
I don't know about that.
We probably shouldn't ask for more than 100 callers doing a giveaway when we have a guest who's coming up in the next segment on the phone. That's not the most conducive scenario for us to be successful on the program.
Yeah, I'll take responsibility for this. I misread the show sheet. I heard Jesse get a little shot in there about how he plans the show sheet so specifically to avoid this. I'll be honest, I misread the show sheet. Now, do I also personally find our little shtick that we do with the Badgers radio analyst a little bit odd? I do. We could have easily done this segment with him just holding a phone up to his face.
Yeah,
that's not how it works.
That would have been pretty easy.
He doesn't join on video because he's not very good with technology, so we don't ask him to do that.
So do you put up like a billboard that shows him? Because you made it sound like that was a huge ask too.
Well,
to have different billboards for different callers
again,
but for the Badgers radio analyst, you're willing to create
comes
one.
Back to how many
you
callers
know what I'm starting
we're
to understand.
Going into, yeah.
I'm starting to understand. It doesn't matter what we're doing. There's going to be some semblance of complaining and or malfeasance that we're putting on poor little Jesse. So I'm gonna be more respectful. I'm gonna keep the call. It's gonna be down to single digits again. We'll just dumb it down and keep it back to single digits.
Yeah. Okay. Well, as it turns out, the way this played out has now resulted in the Badgers radio network analyst preempting. Whoa, Nelly.
I hope he's not irritated that we had to adjust his time. He can get a little ornery sometimes. That's why we haven't had him on all year.
Is that why, or has it been the team's performance that has reduced the number of appearances?
Jason!
I didn't say why he was ornery.
I'm excited to talk to him. I'm excited for his insights on the Badgers 4-8 season. So coming up next, instead of Wonelli, it is the Badgers radio network analyst. After I tell you about Gruber Law Offices, one call, that's all. That's all we had to make was one call to the Badgers radio network analyst, but we couldn't do that because we took 126 calls for our Iron Jock giveaway. But there's only one call to make if you've been injured in an accident, and that is to David Gruber and his team at Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all. 414-276-6666. 414-276-6666. Gruber Law Offices, one call, that's all. We make one call to Mike Trouser. Or is that who you become when we have Mark Tauscher on the show? I don't even know how to keep track anymore. We'll talk Badgers football next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
You know what that music means, or maybe you don't. Joining us now on the line, he is the Badgers radio network analyst. He is Mark Tauscher. Mr. Tauscher, Mark, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, it's a real pleasure. I know you guys have a great show, and it's listened to by millions of people, and it's an honor for you guys to give me a call and let me come on your program.
Well, we certainly enjoy your work on the Badgers game. Some of us, even when we remember the game is on, sync up the audio from you and Matt LePay to the TV telecast. I'm curious, you know, as an alumnus and as certainly someone who cares about the program, what was it like to see the Minnesota Golden Gophers keep Paul Bunyan's axe on Saturday?
Yeah. It stunk. It's always difficult to watch. You know, it's a huge rivalry, obviously, and I give P.J. Fleck and Minnesota credit. They have been able to capture it now 5 out of 9 years, which is crazy, because there was a stretch where it was not even really in question who was going to be carrying that axe. We had the thing, we had the little trophy case built. And so for a team that struggled the way we did in the month of October, and then to come out and play as competitive and as good a football, you know, we were peaking, I thought, at the right time. The conditions up in Minnesota should have been beneficial to us. That was not the case. And give Minnesota credit, they did what they needed to do to keep the axe up there again and kind of put a little bit of a damper on what would have been a great 3-1 month of November for this team. So very disappointing walking out of there on Saturday.
What do you think the issues were from your analyst seat? Only 7 points. The defense can only do so much. What did you see from your analyst role?
So, Jason, are you asking from the season perspective or just on Saturday?
Because, well, both, really, but specifically Saturday.
I think Saturday was actually a pretty good little microcosm of how this season went. Defensively, we were really good again, very limited with what Minnesota could do, much like it was for most of the season. And unfortunately, you know, offensively, you need to make a few big plays. We did that against Illinois. We made a few plays. Obviously, Jackson Aker with a great touchdown, toe tapper, and the big play to Vinny Anthony before the half when we brought Hunter Simmons in to do it. But the offense just, we didn't have it. This year, it just was not there. Playing four quarterbacks and four and five tailbacks and then mixing the entire offensive line other than Joe Brunner up after week one, way too much inconsistency with what this offense was trying to do. And I think, you know, it's really difficult to give a big judgment on Grimes as the offensive coordinator because he had to continually maneuver and come up with different game plans and not knowing who was going to be available, and every week was different. So this season, it was offensively, we just weren't very good. And I think we ended up scoring, being the 135th out of 136 in scoring offense. And when you do that, your season's not going to go the way you hope.
Tausch, did you have any questions for Mark that you wanted to ask him?
Indeed. Tausch, I just want to say, man, I thought, you know, no, for Tausch, obviously he's you smart. Have a big, you're a big fan of the program. And was it difficult both doing the games, having the struggles that this group had? How tough was it for you and Matt up in the booth doing that?
Yeah, great question, Tausch. I think, you know, obviously it's much more enjoyable when, you know, the team is, you know, blowing people's doors off and you're winning games and you're competing for Big Ten championships. And, you know, unfortunately this year it was a test the other way, and we were able to have some entertainment. We had Matt Davenport and Brooks Bollinger and Coach Kelly Sheffield joining us. We tried to keep it as light as we could, but it was a hard year because every week you went in knowing that the only way you're going to win at any type of level is if the defense played at an incredible level and kept a short field. So as the season was going on and some of the injuries were piling up, I think there was a kind of a thought that this was going to be the way to win. And, you know, I give this team a lot of credit for hanging in there. Luke Fickell kept that locker room together, which in today's college football climate, very difficult to do. And they competed their tookuses off all the way until, you know, that horn blew and the Minnesota fans stormed the field and did the jump around. So it was a little more challenging, no doubt, because I think Matt and I both prefer to, you know, be exulting great things and, you know, really being out there, but you have to call what is going on the field. And unfortunately, this year is a little more negative than what we had hoped.
Talking with Badgers Radio Network analyst Mark Tauscher on Wilde and Tausch. Mark, I am curious now, though, after having seen this 4-8 season, and, you know, I think there were a lot of folks that were hopeful that after the wins over Washington and Illinois, that maybe there was a corner that had been turned. And winning the finale and regaining the axe would have certainly given an even more positive feelings heading into the offseason. What do you see now as the biggest challenge with the athletic director, Chris McIntosh, having come out and said that obviously Luke Fickell will be back next year? What are the challenges facing the program now from your perspective, Mark, as the radio analyst?
Yeah, Jason, first off, I was able to catch you and Tausch's interview with Chris McIntosh, and I thought you guys asked a lot of really good questions. So kudos to you guys.
Yeah, I thought Tausch was great in that one, yeah.
As far as what the big questions are, I mean, this is all about acquiring talent, figuring out how to do that. And obviously, Mac, when he was talking to you guys, you talked about the increased investment and everything else, trying to procure more talent because you need to have more depth. And getting the quarterback position right and healthy, you know, through 3 years, it has just been, you know, you've not been able to play with your preferred quarterback for very much of the season, has made it very difficult. So I think you see what the vision is for Luke Fickell and with this team is going to be, you're going to be stout and tough. And what the biggest positive that I saw this year was they really got it right with the front seven, and especially when you put Cooper Catalano and Mason Posa in as your linebackers, that group was salty. And you add all of that depth. And last year when we did this, it was really, I mean, sad. The fact that Nebraska and Iowa and Minnesota were able to run the football down our throats was very humbling and something that was obviously unacceptable. We fixed that. I thought we got a lot better at getting in the backfield and for tackles for loss and for sacks. We've improved that. So that now needs to stand. And you obviously are going to have to go out and pick up a bunch of new players in the portal and through your recruiting class, because a lot of those guys that were huge, they obviously are going to be gone. So it's a big job to do. And I think with the new resources that are going to be brought in, that should help. But that is going to be the starting point. And then obviously getting better on offense, more explosivity with whomever, if it's going to be wideouts, tight ends, tailbacks, and being a little bit stouter and a little bit better up front on a consistent basis, just getting guys that you can play, get five guys together and let them grow together. That would be, you know, I just mentioned a long list of things because there's a long list of things for this program to do to get back to where we want to be.
Badgers Radio Network analyst Mark Tauscher joining us on Wilde and Tausch. Jesse, did you have any questions for Mark?
Yeah, actually. So I was wondering, you know, I've had the chance to host.
Jesse
can't
Nelson
use that angle.
Barb, you, what Barb's are you? Biggest fan, right?
Say that again. I'm sorry, Tausch. Jason was talking over you.
Oh yeah, Jason was talking over you. That's a shocker. I heard that happens a lot on your guys' show.
Yeah, Tausch deals with that a lot.
Yeah, Jesse is. Well, go ahead. I was just going to say, I saw a picture of you and Barb, and it's just great that you have such a long list of great fans supporting you on your show.
Well, I appreciate that. Barb's awesome. And yeah, Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in Middleton will be back out there for the Barry Alvarez show again tonight from 6 to 7 o'clock on the ESPN Madison YouTube channel. Barry Alvarez has talked a lot this season about you know, the opportunities for growth and some of the big wins down the stretch here that the team had. We really thought that there was some good momentum heading into this offseason. Looking ahead to next year, is there a metric that you or anyone around the team that you've talked to would set as kind of like, this is the expectation for 2026?
Yeah, it's a great question, Jesse. But, you know, all of that to me right now is premature because we don't even know who's going to be on the roster. Now, you need to go and have a huge portal. Your portal needs to be really good. And you know, I think this year you saw more players brought in that were a little more impactful. Reiger off of the edge was a fantastic pickup. We're going to need some more of that. But we got to win more football games. All of the other stuff is great to hear. You know, love the fact that our academics are at where they're at, 94% graduation. All that stuff is fantastic. But the bottom line on this whole deal is winning games. And in this the way this is going and with how the schedule lines up next year, you have to go out and win enough. You have to win games, and you have to do it the way you want to do it. And I think you saw a little taste of that at the end of this season. But offensively, it's just going to have to look a lot better and more consistent than what we saw this year.
Tausch, do you have any questions?
I got one last question, if I may. Yeah, one last question. Tausch, I just wanted to ask Mark. You to finish up about your crew and, you know, how that went this season. And it looked like it was maybe a little bit cold up in Minnesota.
That's a great question. I do want to say thanks again. Matt is the best in the business. There's nobody better than him. And then you got Patrick Herb and Mike Heller and Dave McCann, who I don't think gets enough love. And he's been doing this 25 years, and I'm amazed. We get done with these games, and we do post-game, and buses are ready to get the heck out of Dodge. We get beat. He's got to do a little Tetris action to get all this stuff shoved in, and we got to get it down to the trucks before we can go. So I just wanted to give a shout-out to him. And then I wanted to ask you guys a question because I took a little heat. It was cold. I did not pack a jacket when I went up to Minnesota. I don't know why I didn't. I had a vest and a sweatshirt. It was freezing up there. Matt opens his window all the way to the top, and we have to duct tape it open. Well, Mike Heller on the other side opens his window about halfway. I can hear the game. I can see the game. I leave my window closed the complete way. And I took a lot of heat for being soft from the boys. Do you think that's a fair assessment, Jason?
Sounds like you needed a lot of heat, considering you didn't take a jacket.
Nice.
Thank you very much.
Tausch is good on that stuff. We should ask Tausch what he thinks.
You know, Mark, I respect the work that you do, and I understand that you like to be a tough guy. Remember, you are a Packers Hall of Famer, and you would not wear sleeves in cold weather. I'm a little confused when you have such a great jacket as your Costanza jacket, and you have a great jacket like your rabbit fur jacket. I'm confused how someone with two great jackets would not actually wear one of his two great jackets, keeping in mind, unless you forgot, that the Minnesota Gophers play in an outdoor stadium. They don't play in the old Metrodome, which was torn down, or in the new U.S. Bank Stadium, which is indoors. So did you forget where the Gophers play, and is that the reason why you didn't bring a jacket?
No, I knew it would be cold. I thought that the sweat, the vest, and the other clothes would be sufficed.
And you were wrong.
And unfortunately, the wind shoveled through and was blowing snow, actually, in our booth. We had maybe a half an inch of snow down by
Is that a concern
feet,
so. for speaking of Dave McCann and Matt and the whole crew up there, Heller, is that a concern from an electrical standpoint for your gear? And were they wrong to have been opening their windows instead of you being smart and keeping yours closed?
So you have to have a window open. Like, you have to hear the game. I agreed with that decision. I thought that was great. I don't necessarily love the way the wind was blowing wasn't ideal for us. But as far as the electrical stuff goes, Dave, I trust Dave. He knows what he's doing. But I do want to say, and I thought this was IPT, and I don't want to throw shade at any of our teammates on the broadcast. But if you're going to throw shade at me for keeping the window closed, which is fair, what I didn't love seeing, and it was not Matt LePay. Matt LePay soldiered on. He's a warrior.
Uh-huh.
It might be somebody else that leaves a box full of heat, those little heat packs where you put in your shoes and in your hands.
Yeah, the heat up things, yeah.
They don't share any of them, and they leave the stuff just sitting there afterwards after they have besmirched me as the analyst to not open in my window. He's got a box full of heat packs that he's putting in his hands and in his earmuffs and everything else.
Was it Evan Cohen? Was Evan Cohen there?
Evan Cohen Light. But, yeah, that's where I thought that was a little bit IPT. But I digress. Again, great. We had a fun season. It was fun in the regards of the crew. Unfortunately, it was not fun on the field, and hopefully next year that will change. So thank you guys for having me on. I got to go. I'm getting in line for tomorrow's Iron Jock contest.
You can't show him on video when he's on the phone.
It's the whole it's a lot of bouncing
whole
around
thing
here.
Of the shtick, man.
It's a good text from Josh, though.
Josh and Harlan, Mark, do you think it would be good for the UW program if Tausch did Badgers musical headlines for the 2026 season?
Didn't get that one in before he had to go.
Yeah, it's too bad. It's really too bad. Well, we thank Mark for joining us, and Tausch and I will wrap things up next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Again to the Badgers Radio Network analyst Mark Tauscher. Tausch, I thought he had some insights there that were very good. I know we don't ask him to come on very often, and he hung up on us before we might have been done with him, but it was good to have him on. He was very insightful. We appreciate it.
Yeah, he was fun. He is fun. He was fun.
Very was complimentary of our show.
He was, yeah, big listener apparently. At least some
he
of
he wants
time.
That Iron Jock lightweight hoodie.
Yeah, sucking up.
I don't blame him.
All right, so he will. That's it for the Badgers football season. So we'll have to wait until spring ball to talk to the Badgers radio network analyst again. But tomorrow we will talk to Evan Cohen and Matt Bowen, our former Packer, former draft classmate of Mark Tauscher from ESPN, scheduled to join us as well. That's it for us today. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on the ESPN Wisconsin app.